Good morning, y'all. I'm Jake Hamilton.
I'm Devin Deegan.
And I'm Levi Bernhard. Thanks for joining us for our last Bearfax episode of the year, which we're recording down in the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana.
School's out, but the Quiz Bowl team has been in New Orleans to compete in the 2014 National Academic Championships. This was Garrigan's 15th trip to Nationals, and the 7th year in a row we've qualified for the tournament. It turns out to be our best showing ever at Nationals.
As is always the case, Bishop Garrigan was one of the smallest schools entered in the National Academic Championships. Quiz Bowl was in class, so most of the schools we competed against were many times our size. We ended up with a winning record overall, and for the first time in school history, we made playoffs.
The teams we defeated were Chapin High School from El Paso, Texas, Sparkman High School from the Huntsville, Alabama area, White Plains High School from suburban New York City, and Cleveland High School from Mississippi. In preliminary competition, we had narrow losses to schools from Benton, Arkansas, and Gadsden, Alabama.
On the way to making playoffs, the team swept two straight lightning rounds, one on civics and government, and the other on U.S. presidents. Getting all 10 questions right in a single category earned us a 20-point bonus for each sweep. The four wins earned us the number 12 seed going into playoffs.
In the opening round of the playoffs, we faced Saratoga Springs, a town in the Adirondack Mountains just north of Albany, New York. It was a back-and-forth game, and we led after the third of four rounds of the game. Saratoga came back, though, and they ended up taking the game by a final score of 325 to 235.
In addition to playing seven games, we crammed in a lot of sightseeing on our trip. We saw the French Quarter and Garden District in New Orleans, took in the sights, sounds, and smells of Bourbon Street, went to Mass at the oldest cathedral in North America, and saw the National World War II Museum. We also enjoyed a boat tour of Honey Island Swamp and relaxed on the Gulf Coast beaches in Mississippi.
Levi Bernhard played every minute of every game at Nationals. Other players included me, senior Jake Hamilton, juniors Hannah Bernhard and Taylor Illig, and sophomore Devin Deegan. Something unique was that juniors Zach and Tony Kolasch came down to join us in New Orleans after the tournament had already started. That's because they'd been busy running in the state track meet in Des Moines.
The Bears had 23 events entered at state track, and we made a decent showing. The Golden Bear girls finished 11th in the state. The girls' most impressive finish was in the 4x200-meter relay, where they won the state championship and ended up first in the state. Taylor Frieders, Johanna Vasky, Aisha Miller, and Nicole Bear finished the race in just 1 minute 46.84 seconds.
The girls' 4x400 with Taylor Frieders, Gracie Bear, Aisha Miller, and Nicole Bear finished 5th in the state. And Nicole Bear placed 6th in both the 100 and 200 meter dashes. Other girl finishes included Johanna Vasky at 10th in the high jump, the sprint medley finishing 11th, and both the 4x800 relay and Emily Riesenberg in the 1500 with 15th place finishes at state.
On the boys' side, Brayton Lost was number 11 and Zach Kibbe was number 13 in the long jump, while Christian Matthews finished 12th in the high jump. Corey Weidert finished 16th in the shot put, while Cameron Langerman was 22nd. The boys' 4x8 relay was 7th, the 4x2 was 17th, and the 4x4 was 24th. The 4x100-meter relay took 18th place, but they were less than 2 seconds away from the winners.
Tony Kolasch finished 12th in the 800-meter run and 16th in the mile. Tyler Schnell was 21st in the 400-meter hurdles, and Gibson Bear was 23rd overall in the 200-meter dash. Gibson also completed in the 100-meter dash, and the shuttle hurdle relay also ran at state. Congratulations to all the state track qualifiers.
The Boys State Golf Tournament is being held this weekend in Marshalltown, and once again, Bishop Garrigan is part of the action. The Bears scored 330 districts, the third best score in the state. The state golfers include junior Jess Marlowe and sophomore Zach Bolter, both of whom shot 82s at districts. Freshman Donovan Birdie and Logan Capacious, who scored 83. Senior Michael Berkey, who shot an 85. And sophomore Andrew Lollier, who hit 87 strokes at districts. Good luck to Coach Dean Lollier and all the golf team as they compete at state.
School is out for the summer, so we don't have our standard Golden Bear calendar. The baseball and softball teams compete almost every night for the next 6 weeks. Special events include the CYO tournament June 6th and 7th. Softball playoffs start Monday, July 7th, while district baseball begins Saturday, July 12th.
There will be a lot of class reunions on Founders Day weekend, July 11th and 12th. When August comes, we hope to be breaking ground on the school addition that's the result of our capital campaign. Fall sports practices start at the beginning of August, and school will begin again on Tuesday, August 19th.
That wraps up the 22nd season of The Bear Facts. Thank you to KLGA for keeping us on the air all these years, and to the sponsors for making it all possible. We'll be off for the summer, but we hope to be back again next fall to bring you more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.